Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, we have two things happening. We have our final interview from the Myrtle Beach Strip Series, Day 5, Meet Bob. Also, a special Friday reflection. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I have met somebody very interesting that I want you to meet. His name is Bob, and he owns this really colorful, really fabulous, really fun bar and restaurant called The Parrot. It's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And he has some really silly friends sitting next to him at the bar who are making me laugh, and it's great. And I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons, Bob, why you love spending your time here, because you have your daughter, Kelly, and some pretty fun, fabulous people around you at all times. Tell me, how did you end up here? Because I know you were retired when you decided to take on The Parrot. So what were you doing first?
Well, the first thing I ever did, I fought in the Vietnam War, which I'm not going to go into that. Got home, I went into aerospace for 10 and a half years. I started my own company. The first company I started was TNL Irrigation in Elkhart, Indiana. I did that. I owned that for 18 years. While I had that, I had really good people working for me. So that irrigation company was seasonal. So I tried to find something I could keep those guys busy in. So I come across this little wood shop. It was $98,000 in the red. So I was dumb back then. I bought it. Well, it turned into over $5 million a year. So from that, I had enough money. I thought I was going to retire. Well, I got to Myrtle Beach. It was too damn much fun down here. I spent all my money. So I had to get another job. Not really.
Okay, Bob. So I think that is hysterical. You're a really funny guy. You're entertaining. And you know what? I know you said you're coming up on 70 years old, right? I think that you have an amazing personality, and you're here because you truly love it. And I think that you also probably love that you and your daughter get to be around each other. She works for you here too. But tell us more about The Parrot and how you ended up diving into this.
Well, I was down here and I was going to be a beach bum. That's hard work. So I had to quit doing it. I tell my wife, I got to find a job part-time. I went to Walmart and all these places. They wanted to pay me $4 or $5 an hour back in those days. And I just couldn't do a good job for them. So I looked in all the classifieds. This place was for sale. It had been closed up for about a year. So I bought it. My wife, she about went nuts. She said, have you gone completely crazy? I said, well, pretty close. After I bought it, we started working it, and we built it up. But now it's turned into a full-time job. I had to hire a bar manager. Other than that, I got friends every place I go now.
Okay, so it sounds to me like what you're saying is that one of your passions seems to be working. Like, you like to work. Do you genuinely just like to work?
Well, I don't really like to work, but I like to get out of bed in the morning. Got to have a reason. So this is the reason to get out of bed.
You know, in the very short time that I've known you, there's something else that I've seen that you do. And one of the things that you do is you employ people around you. Like, let's say the older gentleman that was doing karaoke here. Tell everybody about that.
Well, I don't want to go into his lifestyle, but he has medical problems and he needed a job. So we hired him, and he's probably one of the best people we hired to do that job.
And I feel like, you know, it kind of correlates back to when you said Walmart or another establishment only wanted to pay you $4 or $5 an hour. And here, you know, this guy is a quality guy. He's just an older guy. And I know what he's doing for you here. He brings equipment. He puts on a show, and it's quality equipment. And he's a very nice, capable, responsible person.
Yes, he is. And most people probably wouldn't hire him.
Exactly. And so I think that speaks so much about who you are and how you run your business here. Okay, so let me just retrack a little bit. You've had a very long work history, and a lot of it was all in your own business. And, you know, I really think that you have awesome work ethic that you bring no matter where you go and what industry you go in. Doesn't matter. You're going to be successful in anything that you do. Would you say that's been your history?
Yeah, that's pretty much my history. I've never failed in one.
Okay. So, and now you open this place, and it's what we would consider an encore career, which means, you know, an encore is when you come out after a performance. So after you've done everything else you wanted to do in your life, an encore career is something that you do after people typically retire. And so that's what the Parrot has been for you, an encore career, correct?
Correct. This is probably going to be my last job. But I'm out selling out. I'm keeping it. Just hired a bar manager to take over.
Okay, but something else you said is you think you're going to be done in 2 years, but then you said, but you don't know if you can stop working either. Is that right?
Well, my health is really good, and I don't look my age, do I?
No, you look amazing, especially with this neon yellow staff shirt. Like, you look totally serious.
Hey, girl, I got all kind of class. You ought to see some of the clothes I wear.
Okay, Kelly, can you come here for a minute? Can you give us a little insight into who your dad's been and why you think he's here at the Parrot now?
I think he is trying to find his younger self. I think he's having a kind of a midlife crisis. When I was growing up, my whole entire life, I never heard my dad sing a single note. He gets up there and he karaoke's all night long. Some nights you can't even get the microphone away from him. It's ridiculous.
What do you make of that then?
He's having a good time and he's finally having fun with his life.
How do you feel being able to work here with your dad? I mean, because I know you said before this, you worked at his business before. Can you talk about that?
I've worked for him ever since I was little, and this has by far been the best, funnest job.
I thought you liked cleaning out the irrigation trucks.
Not as much as I like mopping this bar floor.
Let me ask you one last question. I just want to know, what would you advise my listeners? What kind of advice would you give them? And my listeners can be people of all ages, you know, 20s on to 70. What kind of advice would you give them about life in general and about working and about business and about enjoying your life?
Well, if you're a beer drinker, don't give it up. Drink a lot of apple pie, get up early and go to work. Don't give up on nothing. Don't let anything hold you back. And you'll always make it.
I like that. I like it, Bob. Thank you so much for talking with us today. It's really been a pleasure meeting you and meeting Kelly and meeting your best buds here, Brian and Lex, even though Lex is over there and he just can't stop giggling. So it's been very nice meeting you guys. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Hey, it's been really, really nice meeting you guys, and I really appreciate your business.
Thank you so much.
Wow. I am so sad to see this week of interviews end. This was one of my most memorable, scary, exciting, bonding experiences of my life. Before we reflect, let's recap. First, we had Sandy. Now, we found Sandy planted at the tiki bar with her dad. She was watching over the shuffleboard games by the pool and just enjoying the day. Her passion is baking custom cakes. Next, we interviewed Maggie. We found Maggie on a deck overlooking the ocean, basking in the sun and all its glory. Her passion is theatrical productions. She was on this trip with the theater family she connected with decades ago. Jim, we found Jim on the third floor of the Second Avenue Pier. He was sitting at a pub table in the contemporary decorated establishment alone. Around him, a wily summer storm was raging over the ocean waters. Jesse. We found Jesse in the heart of the strip. She was behind a Mexican restaurant and in front of the ocean. There was a stage and the most beautiful breeze you can even imagine. Jesse's passion is karaoke, all things music, and family. Bob, we found Bob sitting in a colorful room at a spotless bar in a cozy restaurant. Initially, when we met him, we didn't know the bar was his, but the music that was bumping from the deck called to us, and that's where we uncovered this pearl. What I found amazing about everybody that we interviewed is that when I asked to interview them, they all said that they were not interesting and they couldn't understand why I would want to interview them. I disagree with all five of them. Number one, Sandy. She took her love for baking and she created a business. Number two, Maggie. Maggie produced 150 theatrical productions in her lifetime. She continues to stay involved with theater today, and she continues to nurture the theater family relationship she built all that time ago. Number three, Jim. He was a CPA from 1969 to like 2012. He transitioned from a workaholic to an enjoyaholic. Number four, Jesse. Jesse created the sense of family that she needed in her life. She honed a talent, she created a career, and she shares this career with her family, and then she uses it to pay forward her knowledge and experience to kids who would like to pursue a career in music. Number five, Bob. Bob, he was a war veteran, and he's the creator and savior of businesses. He has a history of success and a history of taking care of others. I'm wondering what you would say if I came up to you one day out of the blue and asked you to be on my show. Would you find yourself interesting enough? Do you think that you have something you could teach my listeners that my listeners could learn from you? Okay, so there were a few other similarities that I discovered about these five guests, and I'm wondering if I selected five other people or 10 other people, would I make the same discovery? Number one, they have all incorporated something that makes their lives more meaningful, and they do this on a daily basis. Number two, each of them is connecting with people so passionately. Like Sandy, you know, Sandy and her excitement over contributing to a person's special event. Her enthusiasm in doing this is undeniable. Maggie and her continued relations with her theater family. Jim, I really believe that the main reason that Jim agreed to interview is because of something he said off mic. He said to me, "My granddaughters get a kick out of stuff like this." He missed out on a lot when he was obsessed with his job, but it sure does sound like he's making time for his family now. Jessie, and the way in which she encourages novice singers and extends herself to train young budding artists. And Bob, he doesn't just run a welcoming establishment. He looks out for people, his wife, his daughter, his friends and customers. And I've seen those Sunday pics his granddaughter posts, so I know her too. Number three, the final similarity I see in these five guests is their ability to speak so openly and intimately. As I said in my blog entry from interview number one, I am proud of them. I consider them brave, and I am honored that they took the time to speak with me. In the spirit of me being just like you, finding new ways to stretch myself in life and love, this was a huge one for me. I could have used excuse after excuse and allowed the four energy blocks to get in my way. Do you remember them? The first one is the inner critic. I could have said, "Who will want to talk to me and why?" The second one is assumptions. I could have made assumptions that my failed experiences from the past would predict a failure here. And when I say failures, they can be small. They don't have to be big. The third one, interpretations. I could have easily interpreted anything that my team said to me about spending one of their vacation days doing this with me as meaning that they didn't really want to do it. But you know what? I took their word for what they said, and I moved forward with it. And in the end, it was such a great bonding experience for the four of us. And finally, the fourth energy block, limiting beliefs. Trust me when I say, I could have sat there and said, you know what? I'm too old. I'm not skilled enough. I'm not thin or pretty enough for this type of thing. I could have let these things hold me back. But if I did, guess what I would have been missing? I would have missed knowing what the complete support of my team feels like. I would have missed knowing what I'm capable of. I would have missed out on finding these amazing people and the important information they had to share with you. I would have missed out on being a strong role model for you, and that is most important to me. Also, I would have missed out on singing and dancing the Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay-Nay song from a golf cart whizzing up the Myrtle Beach Strip. And all of the people that we got to sing and dance and smile and laugh with us would have missed out on the same. I can't wait to do this again. I want to know, is there a city near you you'd like us to visit? I want to know, would you like to be on the show? You can be, and we'd love to have you. Just go to www.motivatemepodcast.com and click on Be on the Show. Usually, I begin each episode with a quote, but today, I'd like to end with one. It's by Anonymous. Your future doesn't lie ahead of you, waiting to happen. It lies deep inside of you, waiting to be discovered. So everybody, I want to end you with this one go-do. If you haven't already, could you please go to Motivate Me Ultimate Support System and join our private group? It would really mean a lot to me to find out what you thought of our Myrtle Beach interviews and our Myrtle Beach experience. Remember, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.